Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his benefits. It is he who forgives all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words and what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Rejoicing in this annual celebration of our Lenten observance, we pray, O Lord, that with our hearts set on the Paschal mysteries, we may be gladdened by their full effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Come, let us return to the Lord. It is he who has rent, but he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bind our wounds. He will revive us after 2 days. On the third day he will raise us up to live in his presence. Let us know, let us strive to know the Lord, as certain as the dawn is his coming, and his judgment shines forth like the day. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain that waters the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your piety is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes away. For this reason, I smote them through the prophets. I slew them by the words of my mouth. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is your mercy I desire, not sacrifice. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, and in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Be bountiful, O Lord, to Zion in your kindness, by rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with due sacrifices, burnt offerings, and holocausts. It is mercy I desire, and not sacrifice. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest,
adulteress, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income." But the tax collector stood off at a distance, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today in our Gospel, we have this familiar passage where Jesus contrasts the Pharisee and the tax collector. And we can ask ourselves in this time, what has my religious practice been? What has my faith been? Has it been that of a Pharisee? All exterior, all kind of on the outside, and nothing interior? Or has it been more along the lines of the tax collector, knowing my wretchedness, knowing my weaknesses, my failures, perhaps, and feeling often unworthy to even approach the Lord, but a genuine desire to do so? I'm not saying that we should feel necessarily connected to one or the other. I think we can have a little bit of the tax collector and a little bit of the Pharisee in all of us. But I think in this time, especially, we're being purified of anything that's simply exterior. Because now, in this time when we're not able to go to Mass, when we're not able to be present to one another in the same way, we are certainly asked to continue to have this interior connection to God and an exterior one too in some way, but it looks a lot different. So it is a time of purification in many ways, and maybe this is another way that we're being purified. As am I merely attached to the things of religion, the practices, the exterior things, the social aspect of our faith? Or do I have a real connection to God? Am I really in a relationship with Jesus, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do I need them in my life? I think we have to answer that question in these days ahead. We have to ponder that and find other ways to feed that connection than what we're used to, and that's a challenge. So as we are here today, again, offering the Mass for all of you, for anyone who tunes in, let's ponder that question and ask the Lord to purify our hearts, purify our lives of anything that's merely an external thing that has no meaning to it. Let's ask the Lord to bring meaning into our practices, to bring meaning into our lives, to help us to come to know Him. We offer our prayers to the Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would help the church in this time, help us as individuals, as a community, to turn to you with a true intention to have a relationship with you, to grow in communion with you, to understand how you're calling us in this time to be closer to you. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick, all those who are sick with any disease. We pray that you would help them to receive the care, especially now as things are changing so rapidly at the hospitals and care centers, that care would be provided for them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Pray for all those who are out without work or without the basic necessities, all those who maybe rely on social structures that are now not in place anymore, that you would help them to be cared for. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the grace to be charitable towards our neighbors, towards our family members, towards those who maybe we aren't normally in contact with, but now are. Maybe we're stuck at home. Maybe we're in some way feeling just kind of cabin feverish. We ask you, Lord, to help us during this time to be charitable towards one another. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for all those who have died or will die this day, for all the holy souls in purgatory. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for the needs and intentions that we bring to Mass this day.
For these we pray to the Lord.
Good and gracious Father, we present to you our prayers and needs this day. We ask that you hear our prayers, for we offer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, to whom in himself to share. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me from my sin. O God, whose grace it comes to pass, by whose grace it comes to pass that we may approach your mysteries with minds made pure, grant, we pray, that in reverently handing them on, we may offer you fitting homage through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy.
Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.
At the Savior's command and informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
May the receiving of body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, have my judgment and condemnation, but through love and mercy be for me, protection of mind and body, healing, remedy, amen.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
The tax collector stood at a distance, beating his breast and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Let us pray. May we truly revere, O merciful God, these holy gifts by which you ceaselessly nourish us, and may we always partake of them with abundant faith in our heart. Through Christ our Lord. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.